Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 39. This chapter has 14 psukim in it. The chapter opens with the words Lamanatseach liyadusun. Rashi brings the medrash that explains the word liyadusun means dinim, judgment, which makes it appropriate to say this parak when you're feeling judgment in your life. This is a good chapter to say if you're feeling like your life is embattled in emotional turmoil, if you're constantly feeling ridiculed with guilt, emotional grief, pain, and anxiety. Parenthetically, Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch goes into great etymological detail about what the word yedusun means. Essentially, he comes out by saying its root is from the word yad, hand, and yadusun means hands in the plural. So this chapter illustrates both God's hand in affecting the world and our hand in creating change. The Meforshim explained David specifically said this chapter when he was physically sick. This is among the most somber and sad prakim in the entire Tehillim. David confesses his deep pain, suffering, and depression he experienced. David says, "I've lost all desire to speak, even about good things." This is David's way of saying, it's better to remain silent than question God's ways, even if he's suffering. David is also explicit about man's futility in relation to God's greatness. For example, in verse 5 and 6, David says, "God, please tell me when I'm going to die, because I seem worthless to you." David expresses his grief over the fleetingness of this world and tells God, "You afflict a man like a moth." David's suffering causes him to take an honest look at human life, ultimately recognizing man's limitations, weaknesses, and eventual death. In the final section of this psalm, David ends on a more hopeful tone by calling out to God and asking Hashem for forgiveness and a second chance in life. I wanted to highlight verse 2. It says, "Amarti eshmara drachai mechato bilishoni eshmara lefi machsom ba'od rasha lenegdi. I resolved I would watch my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I would keep my mouth muzzled while the wicked man was in my presence." Rashi explains when we experience tzaras, pain, we need to guard ourselves not to feel resentful towards God's midas hadin, trait of judgment. Therefore, David says, "I'll keep my mouth shut when I'm around Rishayim." Obviously, when a person is upset, it can be very difficult to just silence yourself, especially when you're hurting on the inside. I'd like to add practical advice on how to do this. Very simply put, no feeling lasts forever. Our emotions fluctuate from day to day. Not only that, as our feelings change, our experience of a particular situation changes as well. Every new thought carries with it a new feeling, which allows us to experience our situation in a different light. That's why you can feel differently towards the same situation. One day you might hate that person, and the next day you might think to yourself, "Well, that person's not so bad after all. I kind of like them." Because as our thoughts and feelings naturally change, our experience of that situation changes as well. Therefore, when you're feeling resentful, full of hurt and anger, it can be helpful to just wait some more. And then when you're feeling calmer, to address the situation. Knowing that your feelings are temporary gives you flexibility not to be as reactive, be more patient, and hold your breath until your anger subsides. As your anger dissipates, you receive new thought, you feel calmer, and now you can see the situation in a whole new light. David knew and understood very well, a thought left untouched will pass on its own. Therefore, the best thing to do is to remain quiet and not to question God's ways. When you're feeling heated, you need to take a step back and cool off a bit. No need to share everything on your mind when you're feeling upset or insecure. Then, when you're more connected to your natural love and well-being, you're able to see the same situation with a greater level of clarity, perspective, and insight. That's why David says he'll put a muzzle on his mouth not to speak. David patiently waited for his feelings of negativity to subside. And obviously, when you're feeling more like yourself, it becomes easier to connect with God. Let us merit not to have any resentment towards God, to keep quiet in the face of embarrassment, and to connect with God from a loving place. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.